Now let us turn to God's Word in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 1 to 5. As we read, pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to understand these are the signs of the times. The signs which tell us things are no more ordinary and normal. We're living in a very wicked and evil society where God's word is downplayed and demolished and blasphemed, and men and women no longer revere the law of God, and they live like animals. This is the result of it, and these tell us the Lord is coming. This know also, verse 1, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Why are these perilous? Because so many pitfalls and snares and traps for the unwary. If you think that all is well and participate in the things that we are going to talk about, the pleasures of living that is now offered abundantly everywhere, and they live like the world, that is the peril. Verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. So it is, they care for themselves, for their own comfort and their own pleasures, not for anything else, not for the future, not for eternity, not for the soul. All they care is the body. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. This is the theme for our thought this evening. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. How much do you love God? Ever ask yourself, why did you come tonight? If you came just because you feel that it is good to warm a seat, pay a courtesy call, you are not loving the Lord. Examine ourselves. These are the signs of the end times, when people sitting in the pews grow cold in their love to the Lord, and yet they come as a habit. This is a sign. Are you guilty of that sign? Verse 5, having a form of godliness, calling themselves Christians, filling the churches. Today in Singapore, this is seen evidently. Too many of those in churches call themselves Christians who are not. This is the problem. Having a form of godliness, coming to church, pretending to be Christians, but denying the power thereof. Denying the power, meaning to say they resist the Holy Spirit and the teaching of the Word of God that has power to change lives, and they never change their lives. Live as per normal, as always. Business as usual, how I lived before, I live today just the same. Having a form of godliness, called Christian, pretending to be a Christian, carrying a Bible, but living with no change in their lifestyle. Denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Don't keep company with them. Now, how does that sound, and how does it impact on you? Dear friends, let us consider then. The theme for tonight is that phrase in verse 4. Lovers of pleasures more than being lovers of God. And I say, dear friends, please always recall, as a Christian and believer, it is our pleasure and greatest joy to love our Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, strength. With everything we have to love Him. How can it be in this busy society? You know, Singapore today is so different from the day we started
The first BP church. So different. Today, everybody in Singapore has air conditioning. When I first drove an air-conditioned car, some young people remarked, said, this man is very lavish. Dare to drive an air-conditioned car. So luxurious. Today, who talks of luxurious if you have air conditioning? Everybody lives in air-conditioned cars and houses and so on. So things have changed. We are in the age of pleasurable living. So no wonder everybody loves to live with more pleasures, pleasurable living. Look at the newspapers. Oh, apartments. Every apartment advertised has got everything you can think of, including the sea view. Everyone is like, as it were, in Hawaii and enjoying life. So pleasurable living is part of today's lifestyle. You know, when we started Life Church, Prinsep Street, there was no air conditioning. In fact, you sit there and there are a lot of little bugs under the seat that bite you. Yeah, it seems that in those days we didn't even have the insecticides to get rid of the bugs. There's no modern sanitation in Prinsep Street. Can you imagine it? And it took the Sunday school superintendent, which was me, to go and dampen down the smells coming out of there so that we can have a clean worship. And the other things that went with it. Just to let you know that things have so improved in Singapore. We have moved from third world to first world. Is that a great help? Unfortunately, I say no. Of course, we love it. We love to live well, to drive in air-conditioned cars, and so on and so forth. But in the process, the love of God grows cold because people value materialism more than anything else. This is the problem today. A sign of the Lord's coming is that people love themselves. People love the world more and more. And they think the world is all that they have. Therefore, I must live like the rest. This is the pitfall. And this is the trap. And this is what we consider tonight. Lovers of pleasures. Lovers of things that please us. What are the things that please you? We can name it. We have it. Whatever it is, we in Singapore are now in the first world class. In fact, we are past first world. Better than many first world countries. Americans come here to study what has happened in Singapore. Do you know that? This is a fact. Many people come to study Singapore. We are above the first worlders. And so here we enjoy ourselves. Let me ask you, does the spiritual temperature of your life improve? Has it been maintained? Or is it going colder? This is the problem today, that men love themselves and love pleasures more than they love God. What is the first thought I ask you always? You ask yourself. The first thought when you wake up in the morning, what is it that grips you when you wake up? Is it Lord? Or is it Straits Times? Or television? True. When I was in Australia, early in the morning, the master of the house switched on television because he got two young children. Now sit there. And television becomes the child minder. And children are fed what comes out of the television the whole day and night. How can you expect children like that to love the Lord? How do they love the Lord? All they have is cartoons or other things coming out of that, we call it the edit box. And it spews out everything. Things that you ought not to see, in fact you don't want to see, but when you see it, you stay there and see it some more. This is the problem. People love pleasures. Love to be amused. Amused meaning what? You sit there like an idiot. You don't think. You just absorb. Whatever comes out, you absorb. keep on absorbing. This is the problem today. So the world around us is not our friend. Please understand. We live in a very hostile world. No matter what you like to say. Of course, it is good to have all these amenities. First world now is better than third world. Of course, right? Of course. But, watch out. How is your spiritual life? This is our main concern. The world is the domain of the God of this world. It is not under our control. And the God of this world is not your friend. The God of this world is Satan. And he puts traps and snares and pitfalls to trap all those who are unwary. And then you fall in and then you are finished. Everything that the God of this world sets for us is visible, tangible, and audible, and quantifiable. Very easy. And these are the things that attract us. You can see, you hear, you even smell, and you feel. It's so good. I want to have more of the world. And therefore, if you're not alert, and you do not have a protective and constantly alert yourself that we live in a hostile world, you will be caught. You'll be trapped because you saw, because you heard, because you smelled something so good. Wow, not durians, but some nice perfume with a special name. It's called opium or intimate or something like that. And people fall for it. Do you know it happens? That's why they spend so much money on perfumes. And they get caught. So, things which arouse the feelings of the flesh. Please turn to a passage of scripture which I feel is so good. In 1 John chapter 2, John the Apostle is the Apostle of love. And he keeps reminding us, if you are a child of God, love the Lord with all the heart and soul and mind and strength. Do you understand this? Are you doing it? Oh, dear friends, let us not be hearers of the word and not doers, and that is deceiving your own selves. You know the word, you hear the word, you read the word, now do the word. Now the Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. No man can serve two masters. He cannot say, I love the Lord, I love the world equally. I say, that's wrong. That is self-deception. True? Absolutely. If you love the world, you cannot love the Lord as you ought to do, to love Him with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. All that you have, your whole being, must be always grateful, happy. Not to love the Lord unwillingly or reluctantly, but to love Him because He is your first love. You know what the Lord said? Except you be converted to be a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. What is the meaning of being a little child? A little child, the first thing in the morning is father, mother. Straight to the father and mother. And expresses love. Is that what you do? Is it the first thought in the morning? You say, my Father in heaven. And to seek His face. And to say, what is there you want me to know out of your book? And love the book. Do you love the book really? Do you read it? Read it with fervent appetite. Lovingly. Really loving the words of God. That they are honey to you. They are milk and they are gold and precious silver to you. As you read, you feel that you are really getting rich in the things of God. That you can say, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Do you? Or just read mechanically, like a robot. read, then close and say, I've done my reading. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, you know what that means. Lust of the eyes. Lust of the flesh. Pride of life. Trying to outdo your neighbors. How to live better. To look better. To be stylish. To outdo other people in society so that you get into the fashion magazines somehow. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is not our friend. The world is here to trap us. And you must be careful and look after yourself. Walk after the Lord. Walk with the Lord. And get yourself strengthened every day. Be careful, because you are walking as it were on thin ice. Verse 17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Lord abideth forever. Wonderful. Loving the Lord is not for nothing. We love the Lord firstly out of gratitude. Not mechanical. But there is a reason, because he has saved me from my sin. That's the first thing. He has given me an everlasting hope. And I know that absent from the body, I'm present with the Lord. And that is my objective and my comfort every day. At my age, at your age, don't say I'm young, you are old. I say, no, we all are here because God permits us to be here. And any time he says no more, you're off. Are you ready for that day, dear friends? Let us have a clear comprehension, understanding of what is the meaning of our being on planet Earth. And if you are here with that purpose, to know, I am here because my Lord has a purpose to send me here, to allow me to be here. And I will do my best for him. I love him every day. I love his word. I love his work. I love his people. I love his house. I love to come here. Is that the kind of love you have? And when I hear of missions, it stirs me up. When you read of missions in China and how people come all the way for meetings and sit there through the whole day for... I'm going to read you a letter that I received yesterday. Yeah, a young member says, I chose to go to China. And then, does that kind of letter touch you? That it moves you? If so-and-so can go to China to spend a vacation, can I not do the same? If I love the Lord, why not? So, here we are. Today, the problem is, so many churches are like the world. As the preacher Horatio Bonar said, I look for the world and saw it in the church. I look for the church and saw it in the world. No difference. This is what we see today. Not much difference today in some churches, not this church, dear friends. One of our members went to New Zealand, and when I visited them about 12 years ago, he says, Dr. Toh, you know, when we went to the first church, we thought we had to walk into a disco. And we got out quickly. And about a month ago, the family came back visiting and says, I want to thank you for this church that taught me how to worship the Lord, how to choose a church. Because today, it is almost impossible to find a good church in some countries. Oh, dear friends. And this is the problem. So many churches look like dance halls or some place of entertainment or some social club today. How can people go there and learn how to love the Lord with all their heart and soul and mind and strength? So they love pleasures because the many doctrines are preached today to say, if you are a good Christian, you will be happy, wealthy, and healthy. healthy, happy, and wealthy. All this is the wealth and health doctrine that pervades many churches today. So, dear friends, let us understand all this. While we talk of the perilous end times, recall last week, just about a week or 10 days ago, in Iceland, a red-hot volcano exploded. I thought Iceland is full of ice. But no, under the ice is red-hot. And when it explodes, it comes out tremendous. Did you see the photos in the Straits Times? It's frightening. And if that kind of thing comes to us in Singapore, I say we are finished. These are the signs. What is a volcanic eruption? It is simply an earthquake. And the Lord Jesus says, you don't know the signs of the end times? Look for earthquakes. And earthquakes are so common nowadays. Does it not ring a bell to tell you these are the perilous end times? What do we do? Can you tell me? I say, love the Lord. Prepare, be ready, because He's coming soon. Now, soon doesn't mean next year, a year's time, or 2 years' time, or 5 years' time. Soon means be ready anytime, that's all. And that ready anytime can go on for 50 years, for more than 50 years. Possible, yes. Do you lose by being ready anytime? I say, no. The net result of your being ready through these perilous times is that you gain in the end, because this world will pass away. And when you enter the kingdom of God, you get a very warm welcome, because you have been getting ready to receive the Lord should He come. And if He does not come, don't worry, because you are going to meet Him all the same. And He'll say, welcome home, the good and faithful servant. Oh, my friends, absent from this body is present with the Lord. So let us all daily remind ourselves, love the Lord. I love Him because I may meet Him tonight. Or I may meet Him in the day to come, in the soon, in the near future. So, if I'm ready, every day means I walk with the Lord. I love Him more. I eschew evil. I avoid all the places of pleasure. Sentosa is nothing to me. Whether I go there or don't go there means nothing. In fact, it's better I don't go there. What do I lose? You lose? Maybe you lose some friends. I say, those friends are not worth cultivating. You might as well lose them. But make friends of God's people and walk with the Lord. Now let me give you a verse and then we are going to end. Oh, it's still 10 minutes to go to 6, to 7. All right. It is in Joel chapter 2. Joel in the Old Testament, after Daniel, then Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah. All right. Shortly after Daniel, you turn on towards the New Testament. And then, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Joel, chapter 2. Chapter 2. Alright, these precious verses will help us to understand what we ought to do. Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. Just three verses. A bit of verse 11 before we read verse 12 of Joel chapter 2, verse 11, the last part. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Oh, dear friends, those who swing around today very haughty and proud and not worrying about the Lord's coming, when the Lord shall come, these are the people who will, with terror, will call upon the mountains and the rocks to fall on them and dive into the caves to escape the wrath of the Lamb of God. Then what will they do? on that terrible day. Verse 12. Therefore also now, says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. Anyone who has backslided and think it is so good, who will know I'm backsliding? I don't care. I don't worry. As long as I come to church and pretend to be a good Christian, I say, watch out. You are not safe at all. Don't think you are safe. Don't think that because nobody knows, you are alright. I say, nobody knows, you are not alright. In fact, you are in a very perilous situation. What must we do? Look at Joel chapter 2. Therefore also now, says the Lord, turn ye even to me. Turn to the Lord of your salvation, the one who loved you and gave himself on the cross for you, the one who rose up and went to heaven and says, I prepare a place for you. I'm coming back for you. Are you ready for me? Lovingly he exhorts you, be ready, be ready. Are you? And this verse says, turn even to me, says the Lord. The one who died for you, he says, turn to me. I still love you. Do you love me? With all your heart and with fasting, weeping and with mourning because you have fallen so badly into sin. And how can the Lord love you when you are filthy and so sinful and so ugly looking to him? So it is. No matter how much of cosmetics or makeup you put on and pretend to be looking so well, the Lord says, no. You are so filthy and dirty and sinful. Verse 13, and rend your heart and not your garments. No use to pretend and tear your garments and say, I'm so angry with myself. I say, no. Rend your heart. Turn to the Lord, for he is gracious and merciful. Still merciful, always merciful to every returning sinner. He is always there for you when you turn back to him. No matter what, when you turn back to him, he will turn to you and receive you and comfort you and strengthen you again and take you back to himself. And with great kindness and repented him of the evil that he would have done to you. This is the comfort for anyone here who has strayed away from the Lord. How do you love the Lord? I'll read to you from the letter that I received. By the way, she's not a member of our church, but I invited her to come because her mother was my patient once upon a time about 40 years ago. And suddenly after 40 years, she wrote me a letter to say, my mother is converted. When you used to talk to her about believing in Jesus Christ, at last she's now a believer and she wants to come and see your church as they come along. They don't speak English, but they came with a daughter who speaks English. Now the daughter writes me a letter. I was so pleased. He says, I decided to take my vacation in China because I've heard of the house churches. I want to see for myself. He says, in Singapore, we are never satisfied. Always looking for more comfort, more enjoyment. We must have air-conditioned cars, air-conditioned buses, air-conditioned churches. And yet we are not satisfied until I come to China. Then I see. This has been a trip worthwhile. Although you get back to third world conditions in China. Third world. My heart to serve God has been stirred. This is her exact word. This trip has stirred my heart to serve God, to love him, and not just to warm a pew when I come to church. And that Christians ought to be doers of the word and not merely a hearer or a reader. I believe only the Holy Spirit is capable. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading the second page first, so that's why it's all upside down. This year I decided to spend my vacation in China. There were about 100 of us in one house, not a big house. So you can imagine how squeezed they were. No one complained. The meals were simple but very delicious. 5 days we were there. I was only amazed at how God used His people and the resources to feed and house all of us in this humble place. This home is used by God for Sunday worship and other weekday meetings, for housing God's people, etc. People sit on little stools, wooden stools. I was afraid that our wooden pews are not comfortable enough. So 2 years ago we made dollar pillow cushions. So I hope you find it more comfortable. And she says, the beds and the floor all are good enough. We sit on the stools and listen to God's word. Those who have no stools sit on the floor. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, 12 hours, we sit and hear the word of God. And when the word of God is expounded to us, nobody complains or makes a noise. All years. Their faces show great eagerness, full attention. Not like some of our members here go to sleep. And attentive, for God's word was being taught and expounded. There was complete silence when His word was being preached. Nobody made noise. Many had traveled for days by train, by buses, just to get to the meeting. Some of them could not really afford their fares, but they came all the same by faith. So indeed, we worship and serve a faithful God. He is our provider and our hope. Seeing so many come together as God's family to worship has changed and my whole outlook on Christian worship. As I said, in Singapore, everything is so comfortable. And so much so that we do not always appreciate what we have. Until we go to China, maybe we should organize a trip, all of us go to China. So I come back to the second part which I've read. Now, he says, let us all learn to be a God chaser and not a world chaser. Meaning to say, running after God urgently. I want to seek the Lord. I want to know more of my Savior. Do you do that? And this is how she expresses herself after China, he says. And don't be a world chaser, running after the world to get more of the world's materials. No. Why? Because we love the Lord. Because our rewards are not on earth but in heaven. This was so well expressed. So I have made my first mission trip with my church, the Gospel Hall. These are the Brethren Church. Are you a blessing to others? Be a blessing. Amen. So this is a kind of letter that I really love and appreciated. Dear friends, how is your love for the Lord? Examine yourself. Yes, the best is self-examination. In the quietness of the night or in the early morning hour, what time do you wake? Can you cultivate waking early, a little earlier than normal? Why? So that I can spend that time having fellowship with my Lord and listening to Him, praying really earnestly, deeply meditating. Lord, help me to understand Your word. What is the meaning of this verse that I may benefit from it? I've heard it preached, but let me read it again and teach me anew. how I can love you better, deeper, more earnestly, how I can enjoy your day of rest on the Lord's day, and not treat it as any other day, as though it is like Monday or Tuesday or any day. No, the Lord's day is the holy day of Lord. Do you treat it as such and rejoice on that day? And when you pray for others, do you pray lovingly? How do you pray for others? How do you pray for example, our preacher Ling Kang in Perth? He is there by himself, and there's a congregation of 200 looking to him, young man. Pray for him. Pray lovingly. Pray for others. Tang Kok Hyung in Guam and Saipan. He appreciates all your prayers and your help. And others like Clement T in Jordan. Pray for him. Remember him lovingly. In all these things, the Lord will not forget, because you love his work, you love his word, you love his servants, and most of all, let us love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, may your Spirit touch our hearts and cause us to examine ourselves, to know our own spiritual state, how we are fighting the battle of faith for the Lord, how we love him truly or half-heartedly. Show it to us, Lord, that we will not remain in a lukewarm state, and to love the Lord only with half our heart and half our strength. O Lord our God, help us, cleanse us, fill us with thy love, that we may love thee with all our heart and soul, mind and strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.